This is Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall, CJAD 800.
That is James Manny over at the Montreal Gazette. Jim?
Yeah?
I was going to start by asking you about this story, but I'm not sure what there is to talk about here. So Jason had the report that there are more hydro outages this year. We know I have data for this than there have been in the past. Are we supposed to blame someone for this? Like, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, are we supposed to blame somebody for this? There's plenty of blame to go around. But what's interesting is that this report comes down at a very, very inconvenient time for everybody. It comes down inconveniently for Hydro CEO Sophie Brochu. Basically, she's put herself on the map for pushing back against the Legault government for its apparent attempt to slowly but surely take over control of Hydro-Québec and turn it into what she worried would become the Dollarama of cheap electricity for companies moving into Quebec. On the other hand, it's bad news for François Legault. Let's face it, his master plan, if we can dare use that expression, is that we are going to attract all kinds of businesses to Quebec and make the huge transition to electric energy, clean energy, holier than thou energy over a 5 or 10 year period. And the way we're going to do this, of course, is by expanding Hydro-Québec's production. He said during his inaugural speech, they have to expand that. We have to build like another Hydro-Québec. We need to get things up at least by 50%. Here's the problem. And it's, we all know this, but the fact is, our infrastructure remains very, very primitive. And some people say, well, the reason for that is it makes it easier to fix. On the other hand, it also makes it very vulnerable. And we discovered that, right, you know, over the past 10 years, and even back in the ice storm of 98, things happen. And that system can collapse. Sometimes it can be set up very quickly. It's not a big deal if all your wires are above ground. You lay out your wire, whatever, you get your power started again. But the reality is that if the reliability of hydroelectric power is being called into question, it's not going to do much for people who are going to turn and say, well, I'm going to completely power my home with electricity. Because let's face it, a blackout can mean more than a lack of light. A blackout can mean your entire house can be shut down. So people may think twice about that. But all that said, remember, Hydro-Québec is the original fleuron. This is the centerpiece of Quebec achievement. You know, whether it's James Bay or the fact that we created our own a public power agency. And now here's the Auditor General saying this thing is pretty much a used car lot. Things are going to get worse. We're not paying attention to maintaining our infrastructure. We're not paying attention to the growing demand, to the growing problems we're seeing as well in the distribution system for hydro. And in the end, it does take a certain amount of confidence. When I go into my home or indeed anywhere, if I flick on a switch, I expect the lights to go on. If all of a sudden that expectation gets eroded, it's not good for consumers. It's certainly not good for business customers who might be thinking of going to Quebec to settle if that cheap energy somehow tends to, you know, go off every other day. So, yeah, not a very good report for anybody. And quite frankly, we should be concerned because, as I say, I think especially in Quebec, we take our energy flow for granted. We figure we've got all these installations. But time has been catching up with us, and the fact is the duration, and maybe, you know, Mother Nature is to blame, the duration of the blackouts is getting longer, not shorter. So will the trend continue? If we intend to expand our use of electricity, these are questions that have to be answered and settled very, very quickly.
Did we get an answer from Hydro yet as to why this is happening? What have they said? Or are we waiting on that?
I haven't seen any reaction yet from Hydro. I've heard from Energy Minister, perhaps the real Hydro-Québec, Pierre Fitzgibbon, who says, all these things that she wants us to do, we've already done. That's what government always say. Whenever there's a damning report, no, don't worry about everything that's in that report. We're on the case. Don't you worry about us. But once again, we've been kind of lucky. The last couple of winters have not been typical Quebec winters. We just got through. You guys just got through talking about how mild it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, come, I don't know, January, maybe even February, if we're looking at minus 30, minus 40, those are the days you really want to make sure that when you hit that switch, the heat's going to go on, the light's going to go on, and it's going to stay on.
Agreed. My only thing is I'm finding it reassuring at the very least that we weren't just imagining things, because, you know, it feels like it's been happening more frequently. It feels like it's lasting long. You're kind of like, is it just me? But no,
absolutely. I mean, just in our newsroom, the Gazette newsroom, the amount of time we've spent, I mean, since 98, since the great storm, we're spending a lot more time covering outages. And you know, explaining, and you guys too. I mean, you're even more real time than we are.
Yeah.
And the fact is, it happens more often. If it's not happening in the Montreal area, we don't pay attention to it. But believe me, it's happening elsewhere, and that is part and parcel of an aging distribution system, and it's an issue that's going to have to be addressed.
All right, let's move on from that. I believe I have here, I think Don McPherson posted on Twitter today, this act to recognize the oath provided, this whole idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read this, Jim? Did you have a chance to see it?
Yeah.
It's a one-sentence modification. It says, the Constitution Act 1867 is amended by inserting the following section after Section 128, which says Section 128 does not apply in Quebec. That's the entire thing.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Yeah. Hey, why are you surprised? This government, man, in the past 4 years, they make it up as they get they go along, and they get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, never mind getting Francois Legault on the show. Get that nice Justin Trudeau on the show and ask him what the heck he does for a living. Because quite frankly, when a province says, yeah, you know that thing in the Constitution, it doesn't apply to us, right? And so theoretically, any piece of legislation, existing legislation, or new legislation can just be adopted because, you know what, the regular rules do not apply.
With one swipe of the pen.
What's funny about this do-it-yourself legislation that's going on in Quebec in this bubble is that the Parti Québécois, which has been hopping up and down, which had been reduced, as far as I was concerned, to a trio of vaudevillians, now they're complaining, well, no, you're not going to have this ready by Friday so we can return in triumph. It's not going to happen until the end of January and no one's going to notice. That's what they're saying. That is what they're saying.
Give me a break.
And I swear to God, that's what they're saying. And it was so funny because Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois was asked about this. He's, you know, a government leader for Quebec Solidaire. He goes, well, you know, I could go from the first place.
Nice.
Right?
Touche.
But what gets me, and I it's kind of sad because I've been covering this party pretty much for four decades, and they've been reduced from a trio of vaudevillians to three whiny kids sitting in the back seat on a very, very long car drive. So maybe they could use a break from public exposure between now and the end of January, if only to allow the public to forget just how Bush League these guys are.
Well said.
By the way, I think this is what we said, didn't? That they would do this and kind of do it at the last minute, throw it in there for a Friday, and they wouldn't get this until they resumed sitting in the new year? It's exactly what they did.
Listen, it's more than they deserve.
Agreed.
Honestly.
Fair enough. Listen, you want to weigh in on this one last thing today? We had Marwa Risky basically tear a strip off Bernard Drinville. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I heard the clip. Listen, good for her. I'm glad to see that she is, you know, a new mom, but she's still got all this energy. She's willing to you know, metaphorically slam his head against the third turnbuckle as often as she did that of Monsieur Roberge. So I'm glad that she's hit the ground running. And honestly, I would hope that not just her voice, but the voice of the other opposition parties will be at, because this is the real scandal, as far as I'm concerned, is the manner in which education, the second largest, you know, ticket item in the provincial budget, is basically treated like, I don't know, the Ministry of Fisheries and Small Birds. The amount of scrutiny that ministry receives is virtually nil. We pay more attention to it because of COVID than for any other reason. But the fact is, it is quite literally Quebec's future that's being decided by this ministry. And right now, the ministry is out to lunch.
James Mendy, the Montreal Gazette, spurring, I'm sure, texts now from the Canadian Association for the Prevention of Discrimination Against Fish and Small Birds. But thank you, Jim.
We can handle that.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Adama.